A Motorsport Podcast Network production. G'day everybody, it is Noons. Great to have you here. It is Repco Supercars Weekly on your Thursday. Great to have you with me to chat about the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship. Now, of course, we're a long way off October at the moment, but I thought we should talk about the Repco Bathurst 1000 a bit later in the year. Most of the seats are filled. A lot of the teams have announced their drivers. Perhaps they haven't confirmed exactly which car they're going to drive, but they've signed up their drivers to spread across the different mobiles. A couple of teams left, according to the list I've got here, yet to confirm. Matt Stone Racing with the Truck Assist Commodores, Premier Racing, of course, the new Peter Shibiris team based in Queensland, Jack Smith's car from Brad Jones Racing, from what we've read and seen, BJR have announced three drivers, but not one to drive with Jack in car number four. Confirmation, I've got two. Car number three, the Cool Drive Mustang, will certainly be Tim Blanchard with Tim Slade. They haven't publicly announced that anywhere, but I think it's kind of considered just par for the course, given Tim Blanchard, of course, is co-owner and co-drive with Tim Slade, that is, last year. Now, there's a bit of news around Tim Blanchard. He'll definitely pop up somewhere in Super 2 this year, I'm told. But the other thing I'm hearing too is that he's going to make a return 15 years on to the Australian Formula Ford Championship. It's going to be at Winton, which is at the Supercars event. He's going to step into his old team, Sonic Motor Racing, driving one of their Megales. Tim's brother Harrison, who normally races for the team, does the Victorian State Series and was going to do that national round. But now he's heading off. I hear he's going overseas, perhaps on a holiday. So the car's there, the entry's there. So Tim thought, well, why not have a run and get behind the wheel? It was 2007 that he won the national championship driving a Megale for Sonic. So he's going to do the same thing at the Winton round of supercars, which is pretty cool. So great to see one of our enduro drivers getting his eye in for Bathurst a little bit earlier in the year than we perhaps otherwise thought. Confirmation too today, guys, 27 Super 2 and Super 3 cars have been locked in for the Wanneroo round in Perth next weekend, 17 Super 2s, 10 Super 3s. It's the first time that the Super 3 category has competed in the West before. Now, last week, or in fact the week before on Repco Supercars Weekly, I said about how the Larry Perkins Trophy was a great part of supercars history, and then we should name some more trophies after some of the greats of the sport. I asked for your suggestions, and I got some this week. If you've got some more, send them in via our contact page on the V8 Sleuth website. But this one caught my eye from Craig Turner. I thought this was great. Craig reckons we should have a Dick Johnson Shootout Award at the Bathurst 1000. After all, he contested way more than any other driver has. I think he only missed one in his entire career, says Craig. He had some big highlights that were in those Saturday sessions. But more importantly, he can't see a driver ever doing more shootouts at Bathurst than Dick in their career. It's probably a record that will be never broken. And given that he had that shootout incident with the trees, with the green stuff car in 83, he's a part of history for the shootout at Bathurst. I really love this. We don't really have anything named in honour of Dick Johnson in terms of trophies or medals or awards. I think that would be a really great award. Great suggestion, Craig. I really love it. If anybody else out there's got some more suggestions, as I said before, contact us via the contact page on our website. Now, I said before, next round of supercars is at Wanneroo in Perth. It is the Bunnings Trade Perth Super Night. It's a two-day event, April 30, May 1, Saturday under light, Sunday during the day. Some really great action. Of course, no supercars having raced there since 2019 due to COVID. Of course, it's a place where our championship leader, Shane Van Gisbergen, has zero supercars race wins. He's a red-hot shot to change that stat, but nevertheless, he is winless at that track. Something else I wanted to remind you about too, the Bathurst 12-hour, starting to come together, isn't it, with some of those entries that are being announced, with some of the cars and teams and the lineups. One of the things we are definitely doing on the Friday night, there's going to be an evening practice session at the track, which is great. They've not done this in the GT era of the race, and the good thing is it doesn't clash with our Neil Crompton open night at the National Motor Racing Museum. You can buy your tickets now through Eventbrite or search through our website. You'll get the link to make sure you order. Come along and have a great night with me and Crompo. We're going to tell plenty of stories amid the perfect backdrop of the National Motor Racing Museum at Mount Panorama. Tickets are selling fast. Don't miss out. Make sure you grab yours. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage at garage.repco.com.au. And if you've seen this week the release of their special 100th anniversary television commercial, it's online as well. It's a cracker. There's so much history in there and great automotive and motorsport references. Slow it down and have a look at the video online, or if you see it on TV, because there's so many references to motorsport and motoring and car culture, you've got to stop and try to absorb them all because there's so many. And I reckon if you watch it three or four times, you'll pick up the ones that you missed on the first watch or two. So definitely tune in and have a look at that. And now on this day, we love history on Repco Supercars Weekly. It's April the 21st today. I've got to send a big birthday cheerio to Warren Luff. The Walkinshaw Andretti United endurance driver turns 46 today. He cannot be 46. Those blonde tips are not 46. There is no way that that is possible. Of course, Luffy's back with WAU for the Bathurst 1000. A bit later in the year, the question mark is, which car will he drive? I guess we will find out later in the year. Happy birthday, Woz. And today, on this day, 2007, Pukekohe. We were racing in New Zealand. Race one of that weekend, it was the Saturday on this day, Garth Tanner, the eventual champion, picking up the win over Mark Winterbottom and Garth's Toll HSV dealer team teammate, Rick Kelly. So there you go, Repco Supercars Weekly for today. Don't forget the Castrol Motorsport News podcast. It's every Tuesday with Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus. The boys are ripping it down with plenty of motorsport analysis and insight. Tune in, subscribe, make sure you don't miss an ep. It's award-winning stuff. Repco Supercars Weekly every Thursday, and of course, the V8 Sleuth podcast every Wednesday, powered by Repco for your motorsport podcast listening enjoyment. Right, that's me done. I'm out of here. Have a great afternoon, have a great evening, have a great morning wherever you're listening. We'll chat to you soon.